WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Once a week, we invite a musician to share their talents with us. Our guest performer today is Ian Whitcomb. You may remember his rock novelty hit, You Turn Me On, that made it to number 8 on the charts in 1965. But his specialty is the history of American and British pop music. He's the author of After the Ball, A History of Pop from Ragtime to Rock and Roll. Whitcomb grew up in England and now lives in California. He wishes today's songs were as topical as some of those from the turn of the century, like this one about the telephone, Hello, My Baby.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire, mom. Honey, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you'll lose me, then you'll be left alone. So baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
These days, we don't seem to hear any pop songs about current events, about people in the news, latest inventions. I mean, have you heard any songs lately about Iran or Reagan or Gorbachev or even compact discs? But you know, back in the early years of this century, when the popular music business was young, and the song, and I mean the song alone, was king, real life was constantly being harped upon. For example, in 1915, while Europe was locked in World War I and America remained neutral, President Wilson was urged to hitch his wagon to ragtime. And here's a song about it.
We're going to celebrate the end of war in ragtime. Be sure that Woodrow Wilson leads the band.
The sinking of the Titanic had been the subject of many a doleful ballad. And then there were new inventions, like, for example, the aeroplane.
Come Josephine in my flying machine, going up she goes, up she goes.
And the automobile.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile.
You see, popular songs could be, in effect, musical newspapers. Indeed, one of the fathers of the song industry, a man called Charles K. Harris, although he used to like to call himself Chaz K. Harris, advised fledgling songwriters to always look at the newspapers for your storyline. But in 1915, the American press was having one of its periodic flaps about immigrants. You see, they were depicted as invading foreign hordes, infesting the streets, shouting babble, wearing funny wooden shoes, and it was said, terrible and unfamiliar smells exuded from their kitchens. But also in 1915, there were new and threatening elements. Old Europe was fighting in World War I, fighting for democracy. And in the New World, people feared, socialism, groups like the Wobblies, was threatening to topple the Republic. The press clamour grew shrill. They said these immigrants were anti-American, and they didn't know the good old songs like On the Banks of the Wabash Far Away, and they couldn't sing along to I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. And so the songsmiths of Tin Pan Alley responded, and they came out with songs like Don't Bite the Hand That's Feeding You.
If you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home across the sea, to the place from where you came, whatever be its name, but don't be ungrateful to me. If you don't like the stars in Old Glory, if you don't like the red, white and blue, then don't act like liquor in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you.
And then a rousing patriotic number called America, I Love You. Now, the words to this extraordinary song from 1915 were by Edgar Leslie, and the tune, with its rather, I think, Russian-esque, rather melancholy melody lines, was by Archie Gottler, who was of Russian ancestry, interestingly enough. Here it is. It was quite a hit in its time. America, I Love You.
A midfields of clover, 'twas just a little over.
100 years ago. A handful of strangers, they faced many dangers to make their country grow. It's now quite a nation, a wondrous population, and free from any king. It's your land, it's my land, a real do or die land, and that's just why I sing. Yeah, 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 America, I love you. You're like a sweetheart of mine. From ocean, to you my devotion is crossing each boundary line. Just like a little baby climbing its mother's knee. America, I love you, and there's 100 million others like me.
Well, the songwriters needn't have worried. The Republic survived. American Doughboys helped make the world safe for democracy in World War I. In fact, 20% of these Yankee soldiers had actually been born in Europe, and the immigrants soon became worthy American citizens. By 1923, many of them could sing gladly and loudly in firm American tones the very latest Tin Pan Alley hit that was currently sweeping America. Yes! We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. But that's another story.
Ian Whitcomb performed from the studios of KCRW in Santa Monica, where he hosts a weekly pop music show. He's just finished a book about Irving Berlin.